This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And the Healthy Kids Day happening at the YMCA of Douglas County tomorrow. Back again, Angela Marks. Is it Healthy Living?
Yes.
Director?
Healthy Living Director.
Perfect. So thanks for coming in this morning. Talk about what's going on tomorrow.
Thank you for having me. So tomorrow we will be hosting our annual Healthy Kids Day event. This is a big deal for the Y. This is 30 years of Healthy Kids Days. And it is a free community event from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. located at our local YMCA. You will enter on the Parkview skating side of the facility. And we have all sorts of fun things planned. Reach is going to be landing their helicopter in the parking lot. The fire department will be there with the fire engine. Smokey Bear is going to be making one of his first post-COVID appearances. We have several community organizations come in to represent what they do in our community. Umpqua Valley Arts, Aviva, Juniper Tree, Miss Douglas County, Phoenix School, Dynamic Martial Arts. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And last year, you didn't quite get to do it like this, did you?
No, we've actually postponed the last 2 years, so this is a big deal.
Yeah, and it's kind of the common theme right now is all these things that used to happen are happening again, so you've got to be excited about that.
Yes, we're so excited.
And I don't think I knew this initially. This isn't just something going on locally. It's part of something the Ys do all over.
Yes, there are over 1,400 Ys across the country participating in this event tomorrow.
Wow. So what's the idea? I mean, you've got a couple hours, you're doing some things, but it seems like there's a bigger message behind it.
The bigger message behind Healthy Kids Day really is to just bring awareness to healthy kids, healthy families, focusing on physical health, mental and emotional health through fun activities.
And how long have you been at the Y?
I have been there for 18 years and in my current position for almost four.
And obviously that's a long time. What got you interested in being at the Y?
Oh, gosh. When I started taking group exercise classes when I was 11 years old there and just fell in love with it. And so I used to go in and work out with my mom early in the morning and take classes, and I've been there ever since.
And gotten hooked to what's going on. What's it like at the Y now with more things happening again?
It's really starting to feel good again. We're starting to have members returning. People are coming in, focusing on their health and enjoying interacting with people again. It just feels really good. It's nice to see smiling faces again.
What's one of the advantages of coming into the Y, not just for the classes, but all the workout opportunities versus just people going out and doing their own thing at home or whatever?
One of the greatest things that I love about the Y is we are very community focused and very welcoming. And you just watch relationships form, people make connections, you find people with similar interests, and it's just very community feeling.
Now, with all these people happening, or with all these things happening tomorrow, a lot of kids, what's kind of the age range you're shooting for here?
The primary focus is families, really with kids of all ages. We're going to have activities that will be, you know, newborn all the way to grown adult.
And talk about this helicopter landing.
Yeah, Reach did this for us whenever we had our last Healthy Kids Day 3 years ago. And it's pretty exciting. They land the helicopter right in the parking lot, give kids and families a full demonstration of what they go through when they're running their drills, show them the ins and outs of it, let them sit in the helicopter. It's a lot of fun.
And Smokey Bear.
Yes, we have not had Smokey for a couple years, so this is going to be really exciting. And the Forestry Service is also going to have a booth there, giving information to the community and fun things.
All right, so a couple of hour window tomorrow, right?
Yes, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Now, is it something where people are likely to be there the whole time, or do you kind of come and go? Or
people come and go, mostly.
All right, so that's tomorrow, 9 to 11, YMCA of Douglas County, Healthy Kids Day. Angela, anything else you should let people know?
I would also like to let people know, in honor of Healthy Kids Day, we are waiving our joining fees if you decide to become a member of the Y now through May 3rd.
All right, Angela, thanks for coming in this morning. 836 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.